I'll begin with the hormones, but I do want to remind you that we will be covering these again. Norepinephrine, we've already referred to, has its effects in terms of interacting with the alpha-1 receptors. So we've already covered that one. Another hormone is called renin, and it's released by specialized cells in the kidney. And this hormone is going to be released whenever blood pressure to the kidneys begins to drop. So what renin does, it doesn't have a direct effect on water balance, but it does cause a series of reactions that will have an effect on water balance. And what it does is once it's in the bloodstream, it interacts with one of the plasma proteins. And this plasma protein is called angiotensinogen. And it converts angiotensinogen into angiotensin 1. And angiotensin 1 then is converted or stimulates the production of angiotensin 2. And angiotensin 2 is a hormone that will have an effect. Actually, it has three effects on the body that are going to have the overall effect of increasing the amount of water that is retained by the body. So angiotensin 2 has three different effects. The first is that it's going to stimulate thirst. So it's going to make you thirsty. And if you drink more water, it of course puts more water into your body, making more water available to be part of the plasma. And second, it's going to stimulate the production of another hormone called aldosterone, which we'll talk about in a moment. And aldosterone has the effect of causing the body to retain salt or sodium. However, when the body retains sodium, it doesn't do that in isolation. An important thing to remember is that water follows salt. So if the body's retaining sodium or salt, it's also going to retain water. Water is going to move with the sodium and remain in the body. So angiotensin 2, besides just stimulating thirst, is also going to cause the production and release of the hormone aldosterone, and aldosterone will cause sodium and, of course, water to be retained by the body. And then finally, angiotensin 2 causes the release of another hormone called antidiuretic hormone. And if you think of what a diuretic makes you eliminate water through the urinary system. An antidiuretic would have the opposite effect. It causes a person to retain water. So antidiuretic hormone is going to cause the body to retain water. So those are the three functions of angiotensin 2. Now, a little bit more about aldosterone. I've already addressed the fact that it causes sodium and water to be conserved by the kidneys. It also, another characteristic of aldosterone that I didn't mention is that it's secreted by the adrenal cortex. Antidiuretic hormone, which we just talked about a moment ago, goes by a couple of other names. It sometimes is abbreviated as ADH, and you also hear it by the name vasopressin. So you need to know all three of those names for antidiuretic hormone because you see it all different ways. And you may remember that antidiuretic hormone is released by the posterior pituitary gland, and its function is to cause the kidneys to reclaim or to retain water. So it's going to cause the kidneys to retain water. It's going to decrease the amount of urine that's being produced, keeping that water in the body instead of being lost by the urine. There is another hormone that has an effect on blood pressure. It's erythropoietin. It's sometimes abbreviated EPO. And it's released by the kidneys when the oxygen content in the blood becomes low. So if you think about it, oxygen content being low in the blood may be an indicator that there aren't enough red blood cells. So when that happens, the kidneys release erythropoietin, and erythropoietin causes an increase in red blood cell production. So it increases the production of red blood cells in the body. Finally, a last hormone that we're going to talk about is called atrial natriuretic hormone, or ANP. And all of the hormones we've talked about so far have the effect of causing the body to retain water, which increases the blood volume. And by increasing the blood volume, you also increase, of course, the blood pressure. Atrial natriuretic hormone has the opposite effect. Atrial natriuretic hormone is going to be the hormone that is going to have the ability to lower the blood pressure. And it's released by the heart cells, cells that are in the right atrium. And what happens is when the atrium stretches too much, it causes the release of this hormone, ANP, or atrial natriuretic hormone. And atrial natriuretic hormone promotes fluid loss, and it interferes with some of the other hormones that we've talked about earlier that promote fluid retention. And when the fluid loss occurs, of course, blood volume goes down and blood pressure also decreases. I think it's important to notice that the body seems to have more mechanisms in place to increase blood pressure than it does to decrease it. And if you think about it, if you think about our evolutionary history, increasing blood pressure in the event of injury or blood loss has probably been more important than lowering blood pressure, at least in our past. However, with chronic stress involved with some aspects of modern life, we are seeing more the effects of chronic high blood pressure and the damage that that can cause on the body.